You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
UnregularRadio.com.
Are live on Three Strange Women, UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. I'm here. We're strange. I got my lovely partner in crime, Georgina.
Hi.
I have my lovely, lovely co-host who's been on hiatus doing things that are more important than being here with me.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Jessica.
I'm sorry.
We got our local homeboy, yeah. David. David Lee Bass.
David Lee Bass in the house. How you ladies doing today?
Good to see you.
Nice to see
I caught you,
all.
You in the middle of my bender last week. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Oh,
and we also have the lovely Lauren DeRose here. She's going to be doing some musical performance for us today.
Looking hot.
Hanging out, talking talking silly shit with us.
Hello, hello.
Because that's what we do. So, it's Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
Gay day.
Gay day, kids. Dude, guys.
I miss gay day.
Doom band.
You've been gone.
I have been gone.
I'm upset with you.
I'm you need to get back with us.
I feel like you broke
up with us. It's rude.
I didn't.
She broke up. She dumped us.
She dumped us. And we've been having a lot of fun. You're missing out.
We have been having more fun than people know how to handle.
Yeah, I think
girls
you guys
gonna
kill me.
Cray.
Oh, they're getting cray, cray.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm turning the microphone off. Say it again.
Cray, cray.
Jackie does not like that word.
She did. Shut up. Both of you, done. Both of their microphones are off.
I hate that word. I hate that word.
This is what's going to happen again. We're going to get into this argument. I didn't even do anything. You shut my
You know exactly what you did.
No.
You know
I
all
not.
Of what you did.
Oh, my God. I don't do anything. I'm so innocent.
Yeah, okay.
Look at this goddamn halo.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right.
Your halo's glowing red.
Right.
Yeah.
Stormy
the horns.
Halo.
It's held up by the horns. That's what happened.
Fuck off, Jackie.
Love you.
I hate you today.
I know you do.
I woke up hating you today. I'm just going to piss you off.
That's
today.
Why you texted me as soon as
children.
My goal is to piss you off today.
You can't.
I will.
Because
we're saying
no.
that. Like we were saying that. Like, isn't that nice? How like when you hang out with someone for a long
time,
we're
hanging out,
you want to piss them off.
We're hanging out too much lately that I want to piss you off today.
I've been just purposely pissing you
like,
off
you
for the
sent
past
me a
3 days.
No, you sent me a text message. I'm coming over to annoy you, and I just decided not to answer
to
it.
Bother.
Just to piss
I
her
said
off.
Bother.
Oh, same goddamn
she
thing.
She started it, but not answering the text. She's like, oh, well, I started. Oh, well,
I didn't answer it. She's like, I'm outside. I'm like, oh, God.
God. Because you're the one that's like, come over whenever. I'm just taking a shower, dude.
Two. No, two.
True.
True.
True, true, true.
We're out of control.
True story. You're trouble. Yeah, you.
See, she knows. Everybody knows.
Come on. Seriously?
Come on.
Yes. You. Trouble.
No, never. Never.
Turn the flash.
So wait, let's.
Where we just shot?
Jessica.
Yes.
Where have you been, kid?
Well, kid. 2 weeks ago I was.
Sorry.
What have you been doing?
What have you been doing?
Come on, guy. I was with the Radicals in Lynn. They were recording their new EP, which is coming out next month. I forget the date, but I will obviously be promoting that. And then last week, an impromptu trip to Maine. Followed around the band Mischief Brew for 3 days, and then stayed in the cabin. It was cool. It was very cool.
Nice.
Went to the Shipyard Brewery.
I'm so jealous about that. So
Ooh,
jealous.
How was that?
It was so
Shipyard
good.
Shipyard Pumpkinhead.
Shipyard.
Yep. I'm wearing
days,
the shirt.
Dude.
I'm wearing a Shipyard Pumpkinhead shirt. I'll show you on the next break.
Your boobs look nice.
Thank you.
Hey, your titties look nice in that top.
So, yeah. Then ended up in the hospital this weekend, but...
What the hell happened with that?
You need to chill the fuck out. I need you.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear you. I can't hear anything.
I have a pinched nerve going down my back and one going down my right arm.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just woke up on Saturday and, like, I slept the wrong way and, like, that just set
yeah,
it off. And
for real, that's what it is.
So, yeah. Now I'm here and I'm happy.
It's all about those sleep patterns. You have to learn to actually, like, sleep... at an uncomfortable spot to be your new spot. So
that's
that
not my thing.
It's
I've never
weird.
Slept well. So bad. Oh, well. But yeah, that's where I've been. I've been drunk in different states, following around punk bands.
Nice.
I dig it.
Yeah,
I'm glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I the girls know, but when I walked in the studio, I like hugged the table and was like, "Oh my god!" So yes, I missed you guys.
We missed you too, David. What'd you do this weekend?
My parents. My mother is up from Alabama with my aunt.
Nice.
My father's sister to visit my father and visit me, and it's so wonderful. My mother is the whole family is from Alabama, you know, where the black people are from.
Yeah.
Where they should be. I'm just kidding. Love white people. But it's so wonderful to see my mom here, and you know, we're hanging out, and she's being such a total biatch.
Oh, I just saw your Instagram of your mom.
Yeah, I just did. I just sent that. That's my aunt on the left, my mom on the right. Check it out. And my mom's fierce. See, look at that fro. Look at that. She got her hair curled up.
Aww. She's so cute.
And my auntie got, like, her short hair. And that's cute. And right now, they're at the food court at Copley. They're staying at the Marriott. And ooh. I brought them to the food court so we can get some food, and I ditched them. Like, I have a radio show. I gotta go. Bye. I'll call you in an hour. I'm gonna record it first. She said, let me hear it later on. I was like, all right,
okay,
cool.
That's
she's
cool.
Like, she's like, I want to hear it later on. I'm like, okay, mama. And she commented on everything. She hates my shoes. She hates my shirt. the pants are too short. No, of course, they're shorts, mom.
It's like, radio. No one sees you.
She's wearing heels, and I put her on flats because I told her, like, mom, just chill. Let me walk around the city. It's going to be heels. But running into you was awesome, Jackie.
Yeah, how was your weekend or whatever? What day was
it? It was the Tuesday.
It was. And, that was a shitty night.
It was a shitty, shitty night.
Tuesday sucked.
It's like a weekday Sunday, I call it, because
like, no, you don't.
It's a weird day. It's a weekend, but yes, it's a weekday. Something can happen on a Tuesday. Yeah. Something, because like, people are usually pissed from their Monday.
Exactly. They want to go out. People want to get and let their frustration out. Yeah. Because if they weren't listening to Three Strange Women, their whole Monday is sucky.
Yeah.
So.
I
love Tuesdays. See, Tuesdays is like my lucky day.
I know.
And so
I
Tuesdays,
like,
we have an open mic over at the Middle East. 470 yes. something mass app.
473.
Thank you, love.
473.
2 and 3 and 4. I think they only
have like
3.
I think it's 3, 4, and 5.
And over at the Zuzu, Jackie will help me. They do like a DJ night. Like a. I just want to call it an LGBT.
The Zuzu.
Sure.
Zuzu Day. Leah DJs it.
It's an LGBT. Yeah. Yeah, Justin's really awesome. He's, he's a black guy or is a white guy?
Black.
He's a black guy. You know what I mean? Because there's two tall guys. One's a cool black guy, one's a cool white guy.
Oh, Brian.
Brian, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's doing a lot of big things right now.
So, but him and Dahana are out of it.
They're like, I don't want to call them like the underground DJs. I want to call them like don't take this to like an offense, like the lazy DJs. Like, they're like, in the sense that like, I'm a lazy comedian. You know what I mean? Because like,
I got you, dude. I feel you.
You know what I mean? Like they are great, great people.
But they spend their nights at Zuzu.
Yeah, and they do it when they feel like it. If they don't feel like going to a show or making money...
You gotta hustle that shit. When you're working in the scene, you gotta hustle that shit.
There's some hustlers, and there are people that... I'm not a hustler comedian. I do my shows when I feel like it. You'll always catch me at the Middle East. I'll do a couple bookings when I feel like it, but yeah. And that's what they are. And I'm not trying to... I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Bostonians compared to New Yorkers...
It's like they have a lot of potential, but they're not going after what they could achieve. Okay.
It's like when you see it and you don't feel like getting it, and you're like, No insult.
No.
They're great. They're great.
Don't take it personally.
Check them out. They're there. If they feel like... Everyone's like... What did David say? I do say things that are kind of insulting.
I like it. No, I need you. You're my edge.
I'm glad you get it.
I said I'm tired.
That's all. Hey, that's your fucking opinion.
Because I love them, and I look at them, and I'm like, I'm there. I'm bumping.
The dance party is a lot of fun. It's always packed. We always
need to go to one of those.
Oh, you have to. It really is a lot of fun. It's one of my favorite days of the week.
Is it?
But I see a lot of my friends there. That's why.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes I don't really know like you guys.
Sometimes you don't see your friends. You see like a flock of new people, and you're like, I don't feel like making new friends. I don't need to get to
Well,
know
that
you.
Happens if I get really stoned there, and then I'm like, I can't talk to anyone. Yeah.
Tuesday was kind of nice because it was like a celebrity spotting, like a Fina Barbatal, Destiny from.
I work with D. She works at James Joseph Salon, She's awesome. I loved it. She's like one of the best people I've known.
I was there in the beginning. It's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful person. She's great.
Just like a genuine, awesome person.
Her and Stephanie Spooner, who like hangs out with them and like the cool crowd. And the people who are like, you know, the upper crowd of the social means, but they're actually kind of kind naturally.
Yeah, naturally.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just kind.
It's like they know that they're just shit, but they're like, we're not going to be a snot about it. They'll say hi.
Yeah,
and I like that. Yeah. It makes me want to cry, but like you're not going. You're gonna be cool. You buy her a shot. That's good. You know, your boyfriend's not here. Okay, I'll buy you a shot. It's good to see Ryan. I don't know if Ryan is Fina Barbital. And it wasn't Fina, it was Ryan as a boy. Mm-hmm. And I like the as a man.
Yeah,
as a gay man, I want to see the drags, not in drag. Like yeah. Called Mazur boy. Like, hey Ryan. It took him like 5 seconds. I'm like, hey, you know my name. Like, I remember your name. What's up?
Aww, nice. Awesome.
And then I left and did my comedy show.
Fun.
That was it.
Where do you do comedy?
Right next door. Over at the Middle East.
Oh, the corner?
Yeah, the corner part.
Wait, you
let
do
me
comedy?
Know the next time yeah. you do
I
that,
dude. Yeah. Oh, my
that's
God.
I'll totally skip a fucking Zuzu and
yeah.
go check you.
That's what I do.
Or you can just pop our head in.
I go to the
or
Middle
spend
East,
the whole night
do the open mic, and then I go to Zuzu, dance, and then I get bored. I go to the
I
other Middle East,
that.
Get a burger. It's like you're waiting. You're waiting for shit to happen. You're waiting for your spot to go on.
Yeah. True. I want to watch it.
What did you do this weekend, Lauren?
Oh, my God. What
Lauren.
Didn't I do is more of the question, but I don't know. Tried to stay out of trouble. Did not happen.
Tried. Keyword.
And I don't know. I had a birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Happy birthday.
When you're closer to death, people.
Oh my God.
Take when a shot of this Jameson. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Pass that down.
I need drinking out of cups, being a bitch. I need a cup.
Yeah. I'll get you a cup, girl.
Just, oh, yeah, you're that weird.
From cup.
I know,
like,
I need
stop
to drink
being judgmental
drink
about it.
I'm just
put coffee in that.
Keep that rum in there.
What are you drinking?
I
don't know. What are you drinking?
She's running on
like,
Dunkin' rum.
I'm running.
It's styrofoam.
Get that away.
She's running on Dunkin'.
Styrofoam.
Rum, Dunkin'.
Used. All these things.
It's not. It was.
Are you a germaphobe?
I'm sorry, pre-owned.
It was just a hot.
Pre-owned.
A little germaphobe. You're a little germaphobe.
Nobody drank out of it.
Me too.
Yeah.
No one drank.
Everyone's dirty. Everyone's dirty.
Just so my hands don't get sweaty when I talk.
I'm upset.
I was on the train today on the way over here, and a man coughed on my forearm.
Oh,
and you know what he said? He goes, sorry, I'm sorry. And I was fine with it. I didn't wipe my hand. I waited till he left.
Come on.
But he definitely did apologize, and I thought, okay, fine.
I had a junkie puke next to me on the train once.
I was
and like
what?
Also looked up at me what? And said sorry and then kept puking. Like I was like the last seat on the train and like him and his girlfriend sat down and then all of a sudden he started puking on the floor and I'm just
girlfriend?
Like
you know what the worst part is?
And I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He's just like
they never cover their mouth. They never cover their mouth when they do it. It's like, dude.
Germs.
Come on. Well, just cover your mouth.
Maybe their hands are busy.
I don't want the puke particles.
Block your mouth.
Fuck that.
Block
no.
your mouth area.
No.
I mean, we all know they're everywhere, but I was getting my shoes shined one time at an airport. Shoe shine. And this dude sneezed, and like, he totally snot rocketed. Like,
oh, that's...
I'm sorry. Hold on. Stop. The man shining your shoes snot
no,
rocketed?
No, the other dude, the business guy, who was getting his shoes...
That's only appropriate outside. Just so we all know,
outside.
Snot rockets
not
are only
wall,
good outside,
no,
not next to someone.
Snot rockets are not good at all. We should not have boogers.
Yeah,
that's
true.
They're disgusting.
Absolutely true.
Like I hate that when someone has.
It is not appropriate.
It's so
totally tacky.
See, I had five
it's
words
tacky.
I wanted to say in here, and snot rocket was one of them. I can cross off my list.
Oh,
my father did that. I got that from my father.
Let's do it now.
Let it go. Rattle them off. Go.
Do it.
Oh, snot rocket.
No, that's filthy. And like hawking a loogie.
You do it in private. You do it in private.
Yes.
I just
don't
feel
do
like,
it at all.
What'd you do this weekend,
you do
Georgina?
I know. I've been Lose trying to remember rockets. Since. No, I'm just kidding. Well,
pissing off Jackie.
Thursday, I forget what we did.
I don't remember what we did. What
was
Thursday?
I don't remember. Friday night, I had. I went to the North End because
we
it was
did something
week.
Thursday. No, because
I forget.
We hung out on Thursday night.
We did. What did we do?
Where did we go? We went to Davis Square.
Oh, we went to Davis Square. Okay, yeah, we went to that unregular event, and I wanted to, like, rip my ears off. I'm sorry, but, like, I was going to cry because
promote,
of the music.
Promote.
It wasn't Georgina's type of music. That's what it was. But we went to go chill, and it was Casey's kickoff. She's starting her thing, her Y Walkabout. She's leaving Boston on Wednesday the 29th and walking all the way to Washington, D.C.
Holy shit.
So that was her kickoff party. That's what we did.
Okay, so that's what we did.
We visited there. I had a beer. You guys got drunk in the bathroom.
Yes, I had my flask and got drunk in the bathroom.
Then we went to Red Bones and we drank beers and I just sat there. Cheese fries is what happened.
Okay, yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. We went to Red Bones and then we went back to my house, late night drank, whatever.
We did.
At the CCC.
We went to the CCC, the Classy Cunkabana.
Woo!
Ow!
that one.
Didn't you actually try to find out what that?
I tried to MapQuest that.
She did.
What the CCC was?
See, I wouldn't even go with the ice. I went past that.
What is the CCC? So yes, it's Classy Con Cabana.
That was Thursday. Okay, Friday.
Yeah, Friday. I went to the North End because it was Restaurant Week, and I went to like some restaurant. I don't know. I'm really picky, so I didn't really pay attention to it, and it was overpriced. And but I got a bunch of free shots from some random dude, which is awesome.
That's how I get drunk is random dudes by
the show. And then we went to Zuzu and then back to the Classy Con Cabana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we did go to Zuzu for a minute. I didn't go. What did I do? Oh shit. I went I was here until I passed out. I worked the BPR on Friday. I get high every Friday and get paid for it. And then I go back and I pass out until like 8 o'clock. Woke up, started bothering all these bitches.
You started bothering me.
Yep. And then I went and
So then you
I went to the Middle East. No, I was at the Middle East, but I wasn't where she was. I decided not to do that because I didn't want to be involved. And I went downstairs. Manifest was playing, and a bunch of my North Shore dudes were there. And we, I got in downstairs for free because one of my former co-hosts was there and totally flashed their titties at like everybody. I don't know what that was about. Yeah.
Oh,
so I got some tits, and that got me into the Middle East down for free.
Wow.
And then I walked over to Zuzu afterwards at like midnight, 12:30 ish.
You met me.
I did. I went and I, I got in to Zuzu for free too because I was like, yo, what's up? I'm not paying.
It's not easy to get into Zuzu or Middle East for free, but once you figure it out,
once you know people, that's what it is. It's
no good point. Secrets, people.
You know it's easy. We all know it's easy.
I'm walking around and people are like, "Oh, Jackie, local celebrity. I know you."
There are people who don't know how to get in downstairs, upstairs, to the side, but like it's really kind of easy to get into there. You just have to know the right, be a kind person, and know your bartender, your bouncer, bartender, and say hello to your bouncer. Of respect course. Your bouncer because they will just punch you.
Jason's my bouncer. I love
what do we do Saturday?
And then Saturday, I went to work and then I napped until like 10 o'clock at night.
Good
and then
girl.
I went out to, we went to Club Cafe. Well, tried. Then we went to.
Tried. Where else did we try to go?
Hold on, what happened?
We had an under 21 with us. That's why.
That's hard.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard. But I had my flask with me, so it was fine.
What time was it?
They had shots of tequila, so we're fine.
All right,
yeah.
Whatever.
So,
tequila.
So we went to Club Cafe. And then HOB.
Mm-hmm.
And then
failed.
Well, no, Ramrod.
I just think that's such
a
funny
Latin
name.
Night too.
Ramrod,
it was
Latin.
So good. There were drag queens and everything.
Latin Light.
Ramrod would do anything to get anyone inside that place.
Ramrod.
Anything.
I love
anything.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting. I don't even know.
It was good, yeah.
Just go into Ramrod. They'll appreciate you.
Yep.
They need. They're not like dying or anything.
And then
like,
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday I was in the red zone and chilled.
Latino 9 to Ramrod.
I can't believe you guys can remember all the things that you've done.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I've been trying to remember since
I
woke up this morning.
I can't remember what I wore yesterday. And I can't remember anything.
I like went to the gym. I was a good girl yesterday. I went and I ran. I did all kinds of shit. I made myself a nice dinner because I haven't eaten in like days. So
what?
I love hearing about eating. Good.
I made chicken and beans and cheese and carrots.
It's good.
I'm a cook. I'm a chef. I need my alone time is what happened.
I had the best chicken palm yesterday. It was amazing.
I have eggplant palm waiting in this fridge.
You haven't done my chicken palm.
Oh, really? You
want to
cook for me, girl?
That's a challenge. All right, we're going to get into some music. We're totally talking shit. Like, we're going to do shit.
Okay,
all right.
Sorry.
We'll be back. Three Strange Women, unregularradio.com, Miss Jackie, Georgina, Jessica Effin. Oh, Jessa fucking Ketty is not in the house.
I had a shout out.
We got to give her shout outs. Where's the air horn?
She was like, shout out to me. Jessa fucking Ketty. Jessa fucking Ketty.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. David Lee Bass, Lauren DeRose. We'll be back on Regular Radio.
Unregularradio.com.
But can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Do anything I'm done. Losing my hands and
UnregularRadio.com, Boston's best online radio.
I can wash out 44 pairs of socks and have them hanging out on the line. I can start an iron 24 shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can. Throw up the skillet, go out and do my shopping. Be back before it melts in the pan. Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I can rub and scrub till this whole house is shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then lay down at 5, jump up at 6 and start all over again. Cause I'm a woman, a W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. If you come to me sickly, you know I'm gonna make you well. If you come to me all hexed up, you know I'm gonna break the spell. If you come to me hungry, if it's loving, you're like an outkisser and give you the shivering bits. Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I got a $20 gold piece, says there ain't nothing I can't do. I can make a dress out of a feed bag and I can make a man out of you. Cause I'm a woman,
and we're back. Three Strange Women, UnregularRadio.com. Shit's popping off. Yes. We're here. We're strange.
Yep.
Thanks. Life happens, right?
Well, thank you.
Overpour.
So that was a little bit. We had some Britney Spears toxic because Yay. That's how I feel about half of the things I see in life is it's toxic right now.
Shut up.
What are you telling me to shut up for?
We played Black Velvet. The only song I would strip to.
But she didn't strip, so it's not happening.
No, obviously not.
And then Peggy Lee, I'm a Woman. That's one of my favorite songs ever. I'm a huge Peggy Lee fan. I love her voice.
I've always known that song. I never knew who sang it.
Yeah, that one, that version in particular is Peggy Lee. She's my fave, for sure.
Okay.
What was I going to say? So we've got Lauren DeRose here. She's a local artist. I caught her last Tuesday. Thursday at the Middle East Up. She was performing with her band. We could not get the whole band here today because it was too short notice and shit happens. But
yeah, and they're all over the place. One's in Portland, one's in Canada. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm a lone wolf.
You're alone. Well, it's nice to have you here. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, can we get you to perform first? You got your guitar right in front of you for anybody in radio world who can't see what we're doing right now. what do you got for us? You got a
song? I'm just gonna play a new song. New song.
Sweet. What's the name of this one?
I Don't Wanna Die.
And what kind of influenced this song for you? What helped you write this?
You're a fucking asshole.
I know, I'm sorry.
I hate Jackie.
I'm that dude.
It's called I Don't Wanna Die, so what do you think influenced it?
Life.
Women.
True.
I love it. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so get into this for us then. I Don't Want to Die, Lauren DeRose, here on Three Strange Women, unregularradio.com.
You son of a bitch. I don't want to die, but I don't want to live without you anymore. So tell me, how can I ignore that you're doing fine? Why'd you look so surprised when I told you that I couldn't talk to you anymore? Now I'm torn, broken, beat down, and sore, and all I do is like they told me to. I'm just gonna stay right here and see this through. So tell me what is broken, I'll try my hardest to fix it. Tell me what is broken, I'll try my hardest to fix it. And I bet that you have no idea what you put me through. And I know that you cannot understand what I do for you. But I don't wanna die, but I don't wanna live without you anymore. So tell me, how can I ignore that you're doing fine? Why'd you look so
Oh, don't worry about it.
That was great.
Cool, listening to you.
Kind of want to cry. I kind of want to cry. I saw myself.
I'm like a Hallmark commercial. I'm there, and then I'm not, and then I'm like, why am I crying? Why am I crying? No, I'm laughing.
No, it's
crying.
Very passionate.
Almost.
Swear to God, I'm not even being a dickhead about it.
I'm very happy.
You know what
about
I'm thinking of? I just thought of
it. It was very passionate.
It was awesome. I love songs that stop me, please. I love songs that stop you from committing suicide.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They touch.
They touch you
in your lady parts.
Stay. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I get it.
Just live on a little bit. Like, that's what I want more in life.
I kind of see your eyes like a little
glazed
over.
We didn't smoke weed yet.
Oh. Not yet.
You're totally crying. I'm not crying.
A couple tears.
I'm not crying.
I'll change the song to I Don't Want to Cry.
I don't want to cry.
Yeah.
Yes, you could do that.
Good stuff. You got another one for us?
Sure.
Can you bring us up, please?
Bring it up.
Can I have a lighter, too?
Oh, my God. I haven't played this in a really long time.
Oh my goodness.
What's the song called?
Hold on, I don't know yet. It's called Lovely Waking Dream.
Cool. It's a lot. What inspired this one?
A woman.
Again? All right, word. I dig it.
Actually, yeah, no. A really, 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 really amazing, amazing woman. Saint, practically. Practically a saint.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Yeah. I swear it will be upbeat, hopefully.
Please.
Just kidding. You drink your rum and you shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. You hear me?
I think about you more than I like to. I think about you more than I should. But you know I know everybody here wants you. Believe in my intentions are good. Believe in my intentions are good. This is where the dancing comes in. And the smoking. And the drinking. I went walking once daylight turned to moonshine. Just where to find me, 'cause I think about you more than I like to. I think about you more than I should. But when all I wanna do is throw my arms around you and hope that you would want me to. Oh, I hope that you would want me to. Oh, to. Oh, to. If I say you're the reason I woke up today, we'll take you away, well, I'll be alright, I'll be alright. Just spend the night, 'cause I'm blinded by your bright lights. And I fall into your seas, and I read your lips with my fingertips, 'cause now I can't see.
I'm so sorry. But that was...
No, I'm with you. I really dug that song.
Why that was so good.
Laughing? Like, no, when, like, no, like, when you called for, like, when you were, like, a beat, maybe,
a beat?
Please?
Yeah, I know.
Like, you fucking, like, just call that bitch out, like, for real. And I...
Right?
I love, like, just...
Calling bitches out.
It was a good one.
All day, dude. Calling bitches out.
But I love upbeat song. That's why I was like, yeah, I want to... Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that was... Jingle.
We want another one. We can either, well, unless you, if you want to play one more, I'd love to have you do one more, or we can get into one of your ones that you sent me. It's up to you.
But I also want to talk about your tattoos that you have on your body.
Her tattoos are awesome.
Just in case I get cut off. Yeah, I see like a coffin. No, it's not. It's a
one of
the attorney record thing. I like your right. I like your left arm full of those tattoos. You have something on your right arm I want to talk about.
What? There's a couple things on my right arm.
What is that guy on the right arm? What is that guy?
It looks like a hippo.
It's a Moomin.
It looks like a guy from a Nicktoons cartoon.
Yes, it does.
It's a Moomin. It's a Finnish like folklore thing that everybody comments on. I
This I said.
He
I walked
looks
into
familiar.
A place. No, I walked into a place and I said, "Hey, Dune, see this guy in my shirt? I want you to put that guy on my arm, but make it look. I want the shittiest tattoo possible.
Yeah,
make it look really? So shitty, like a little kid drew it. Because
there
think,
is something to like to a
I think
shitty
it'd be
card.
Funny.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know,
yeah,
I know what you mean.
But I only want one shitty tattoo, just and I want it to be done on purpose, not
just
because
one.
The person sucks.
How fucking
are you
yeah.
really? Are you? Are you lying?
Are you like? I feel like you're
Wait,
pretty
you
like on point with your life. I feel like you're like on point on so on point with your life that like it looks
like
so fucked
tattoo?
Up.
What? Well, yeah, like
you know what I mean. Yeah. You're like, what is this bitch doing? Like, but like you know that she's doing
she's
something
got it together?
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, did you hear that, everybody? I got it together.
She's
Boom.
Got it
yeah,
together.
Girl.
But you're like, what is she doing? Like, I'm gonna swipe that watch that you got in your fucking left
oh,
arm,
that
girl.
Watch
like, that
is
watch needs to be swiped.
Hangover
it needs to be swiped.
My hangover.
Yeah. Asking to be like snatched from some like magician.
No,
just
what?
Like,
a,
oh,
it's
be
not just a watch, though.
It's not.
It is not just
it's not
a watch.
Just a watch. It's a way of life. My man. Way of life.
No, it has other things to it.
Yeah, there's other things.
There's more than meets the eye.
I can't multitask.
Yes,
it's actually
yes.
impossible.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, your brain is just
You're like, hey,
from
you're playing
task
guitar,
task.
But do you want to...
You're awesome.
Well, get into one more for us.
Right, one more song, that's all I wanted to say.
Cool. Actually, do you want to play something I sent you?
Yes. What would you like us to play? Let me
see.
What I've got available in front of me is Me and My Earthquake and Bite Through the Mail.
Do you have another one that's available to you?
They don't have titles on them. I don't know what they are. We
yeah,
can blindly
one,
go into
one's
it.
Called Roof the Tooth, I think it's labeled that. Roof the Tooth and the Suitcase. I sent you three emails.
I got like 700. My phone and email.
Right.
Awful.
You're so popular,
while you're
Jackie.
That,
you're so
also,
popular.
You have
I'm not
a,
popular
You
at
have
all.
A ring on your middle finger with another ring on top of it. Well, do you want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah. Totally.
I mumbled that.
Do you want this?
This ring on my middle finger,
yes.
this first one,
yes.
is too big, so I have to wear this one.
Okay.
On.
But you like
answer.
The big
that's,
ones.
I love
that's
it.
Why. Okay.
No, that was a great...
Keep them coming, guys. Keep
people don't
coming,
think
guys.
About what, why people have rings on
yeah, no,
which
totally.
Finger and why.
Everything I do has meaning. There we go.
Well, we got it, so.
Poop.
Oh, that's it?
It will be.
On you.
Play.
Okay. Poo on you.
Okay, well, we'll be right back.
Poop with eyes.
Yeah, this is a Learn to Rose.
Poo head.
Tell us about this song before we go anywhere. What's this song about?
This song is called The Roof, the Tooth, and the Suitcase, and it's about actually me having an epiphany before I realized I had the epiphany. I really wanted to move from San Diego, and I was kind of like stuck in my situation, which wasn't a horrible situation. I just felt like I wanted... more, and I was always trying to move back to the East Coast, and I wanted the person I was with to move with me, and it wasn't happening. So I like kind of wrote this like song almost like in my sleep, and I woke up and I wrote this, and was like, this is all I dream about is moving away, and like I'm gonna have to make some serious sacrifices. And it wasn't until like a year later until that actually happened where I was like, whoa, that song totally meant that. You know, it was like a crazy, like existential. Like,
that's cool, though. It's cool to look back and have that realization on like your own music as something that, like a creative.
I was like,
usually,
that a
usually
lot.
So, no. Actually, I don't like that. I don't like that.
It.
I don't like that actually.
Because
like people usually, if someone has an
I like
experience,
how you're so
and then they have
yeah,
a,
he is. He's
they have a song about it after you. You have a song.
The
and then,
song
and
came
then
first, and then something happened.
That's,
I like
that's
that.
Freaky.
It's kind of like foreshadowing.
That's freaky.
Well, that's what
it's
I just said.
It's like creating your own. Yeah, it's creating your own destiny.
I'm foreshadowing the present.
That's mean shit.
Back, right. You have a gift.
My mouth.
We'll be right
yes.
back. A couple gift. Minutes. UnregularRadio.com. This is another tune by Lauren DeRose. We'll
And we're back. Three Strange Women, unregularradio.com. We're friggin' nuts today.
You girls are great.
I don't even know.
These women are awesome. You people don't
know. I had like I was rushing here.
So lame.
I had to like simmer down. Sorry, it's so quiet.
You're slightly tame, yeah.
But that's good. No,
that's
all right.
Take a sip of your drink, though.
It's nice to have a balance.
Oh, that might help you out.
Less cray.
Cray, cray.
I'm turning all mics off. So, no, right now, no. They're gone. This is just me. These people suck. They're saying the word cray cray. I'm not a fan, so no. Welcome back,
ripping
guys.
Ripping your mic. Oh.
Thank you.
What was that other abbreviation that we discussed the other day?
YOLO.
Oh,
no, no, no. Yo-yo.
Jessica, 30 secones.
If you're ever
what
gonna
does
do
YOLO
it,
stand
yo-yo.
For?
You only live once.
Fuck
but
yeah,
if you're
oh
that
God.
Fucking
well, duh.
Concerned
well, fucking
about
duh.
Living once, you should just say the whole thing. Like, please life's not
say,
that short.
Please don't say YOLO or LOL. I fucking hate LOL.
I'd rather you say LOL than YOLO or cray cray.
I'm not laughing out loud. I'm ha ha.
No, I am laughing out loud. I'm lulling.
I like literally...
Or when you write LOL, like when you say it.
I don't,
right?
Like I try not to write LOL.
I'm sorry. I like actually laughing out loud.
I love to laugh out loud,
actually.
But I think that a lot of people abuse LOL because
yeah.
they're definitely not laughing
because
out loud.
If
literally,
I'm actually
if laughing,
actually, me too.
I say haha.
Well, no. People just send yeah. me LOL. I'm like, you're not laughing.
Yeah,
loud.
No, because if,
like,
if I'm actually laughing, I say haha.
Me too. Yeah.
And be careful because if your phone can speak more than one language and you write LOL, it will write something else.
Oh my God. Autocorrect. One time I wrote, are you ready for it? I was ready to say, are you ready for tonight? And it said, are you ready for tongue? I was like, this is my straight boy, and this is so fucking awkward. I'm sorry, are you ready for tonight?
I was working at a hat shop, and I wrote, hey,
RFT?
I'm totally work with him at the hat shop. Okay, autocorrect came out. I totally work with him at the gay shop. And like the dude, blasphemy. And like the girl's like, that dude's gay? Like, oh, like, no, it's not a gay shop.
No, it's no.
He probably was, though. Probably, the iPhone knows. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It knows all. Siri knows all. Even though I want Siri and I don't have it.
I don't have an iPhone and I want one really bad.
I want one too.
Well, update your life.
Here, you want this one? I just paid $700
yes,
for this.
Of course
this.
You would.
Yeah. The new one's would. Released in like a month or two.
I know. Why did you do that?
I'm sorry. iPhone 5?
No,
she didn't get it.
It's not out yet.
No, the new ones will have holograms.
I can't believe you bought that phone for that much money and then didn't wait for the new one.
I don't really care about new stuff. You know, I'm old school.
She's like, right now.
You're old school with your four.
Yeah.
I'm old school with my new iPhone.
It's a throwback. And I was, like, well, I use this more than my laptop. So I was, like, really weighing out my options. I was in the Apple store for 4 hours thinking about, like, is this... even make any sense, but I was like, I use it for everything. I'm like, MapQuest,
it does make
hello.
Sense. It doesn't make sense.
Oh my God,
it
I love Google Maps. Yeah. It gets me through Boston.
But all right, that's enough of that. I don't care about Google Maps at all.
I
don't
know.
I don't give a fuck. You know what I do give a fuck about? You know what I do give a fuck about?
What
is my vagina and my rights as far as a woman? And what we heard lately, no, about this legitimate rape situation.
Oh, that's a whole different thing.
There's a. What the hell is his
I'm
name?
I'm gonna get angry.
Todd Aiken. Todd Aiken.
Legitimate rape, I think, is one number one oxymoron.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Said that.
No, Todd Aiken is Aiken. Aiken. I don't even. Know.
I think it's
Aiken.
Yeah.
Romney is dropping his ass for being even dumber than he is. Right. Mm.
That's what was that?
I said Romney is dropping his ass.
Romney.
He's like dumber than. A box of hammers.
Yeah, it's awful.
And
no,
even
it's bad.
It's making him look bad Pork, and being like, wow, we are.
It's pretty sad
all
that these individuals have a say.
Todd Aiken is the Republican candidate for Senate in Missouri.
Okay.
He is running right now, and I don't even understand how somebody like this, with these kind of mental thought processes, can even be made to be a leader of this country.
Money.
Anybody in
money,
position
money,
of
money,
power.
Money,
like,
money.
That's right. Sickening to me. That makes me fucking sick.
And
but what I found.
Bullshit walks, and everyone
in searching.
And that's how it rolls.
You're right.
In every, especially politics, you know.
Politics are a popularity
and
game
God
and money.
Are totally in the fucking bathroom fucking each other in the ass.
Like, yep.
They're butt buddies.
It's gross.
And, like, that's the way it's going to be. Forever. Until, like, there has to be, like, some
back
kind of revolution.
Betting.
But everyone now, they're so lazy. We're too lazy to have a revolution, so it's never going to happen. So we're probably going to die in, like, I give us till 2025.
They're saying that
this generation is screwed.
We're not.
15, we're beyond 15. Screwed. We're beyond screwed.
Maybe.
Unless
but
the
there are some people
right.
out there.
I give them credit. They'd probably know what they're talking about.
I found this one really funny video. I'm searching on afterellen.com, and this is from Feminist Friday from their column. And it's a little, it's probably a minute or two. It's by Taylor Ferreira. She wrote a song about legitimate rape. So we're going to listen to this. We can give some commentary during it, but it's pretty weird and it's kind of funny. She's a writer, I think, for Here at After Hours.
Creeps me
out. But the fact that we're debating legitimate rape.
It just creeps me out.
Rape is such a hard thing to debate about.
How can you tell if it's legitimate rape? I'll tell you how to spot legitimate rape. You're not sure if you've got legitimate rape.
Nice voice. Sexy voice.
Well, here's a little lesson for you. Tell me if the following things are true.
It's good though. Her, the message behind it.
Illegitimate rape. I knew rape at 12. Illegitimate rape. My skirt was kind of short. Illegitimate rape.
She's sexy. I'm sorry.
How can you tell if it's legitimate rape?
If I have to intervene,
I'll tell you how to spot.
Yeah, no, you can't.
To make it funny, it's because the whole point of saying something that is like illegitimate rape, that is fucking ridiculous in itself.
Exactly.
So it's like, so we're not joking about it. It's just like, this is how ridiculous you are.
This is what she's.
Guess how many SNL skits are going to come from this?
Exactly.
And also the whole shit that's going down in Arizona, where it's like a woman is now pregnant 2 weeks before that she actually, like, you know, they actually conceive, you know, like, so you could be like, someone help me hold the door, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
I plan on getting pregnant in 2 weeks. Oh, I can't drink for 2 weeks prior before I'm supposed to, like, I don't know, fucking do this dude.
They're saying that,
like, what the fuck?
This guy is apparently saying that women have the ability to shut down a pregnancy when they've been raped.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not kidding you. These are the people who are trying to run our country, and this is why people. I don't understand how anybody could not want to go out and vote against something like this right now. If you have common sense as a human being, like,
okay, from a man's perspective,
why are the men? No, why are the men doing this at all?
As a man's perspective, I know for a fact that the term, word, subject, meaning of the word rape is a solid subject that you can't, like, put in levels of, like, legitimate rape, harsh rape, hardcore rape, softcore rape, because as soon as you say that, someone's like, oh my god, it's rape, and then it's like, oh, in the end, it's still someone having something being done to them,
violated.
It's something, someone being violated. Thank you very much for fucking vocabulary.
Well, yeah.
So, thank you, jumping in. And in the end, it's what it's all about. It's all about someone being violated.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
And it's something that lasts forever, too. It's like you can get
she's not putting it into
heal.
A laugh.
And you can
people,
get shot and healed.
No,
it's like but that put into, rape like, probably lasts song. Forever.
Like, that makes it more okay. Like, I don't like that.
To conclude myself, there are people that like people or people that get aroused or interest in people
like
who
that.
Get
it's
violated. And those people are rapists. Level 1 to Saiyan 3003, level Saiyan 4. I mean,
well, it's sexual disorders. I mean, obviously, those people are just like in the same, I mean, same boat as, you know, pedophiles or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's
and,
mental.
Yeah. And I
mental
have a,
illness.
It is.
They want to, like, violate and take control of something. And, like, take something from that person.
A pedophile is an adult that's so attracted to children, right?
Anything that's, pretty.
Yeah. So what do you call a child that's attracted to an adult? An antagonizer.
Kids don't know that, no.
I'm just saying.
I feel like that's probably...
There are some kids that are very vicious out there.
But they've probably been sexually abused themselves.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a vicious
Days
cycle.
Of Our Lives ongoing...
Yeah. It's because they have...
Tornado.
You know, personal self-loathing and self-hate because that has come from something else. And they think that that's the only way that they can actually communicate is through that or get whatever they need or want.
No matter what, it sucks. In
because
some
people don't know
way.
That. You are taught that. It's not inherently known. You are, well, this shit just got real.
Influence.
Also,
way to bring it down.
What's in this bomb?
But also that chick with that chick with the guitar. That song is actually very nice. She has a very good voice.
She has a really nice voice, and I think it's kind of interesting her stance on it. I like the way that she takes. Like, we kind of got caught up halfway through it and didn't listen to the end. But she talks about.
I hope everyone looks at it. Everyone's going to Google it. And
no, that's what I mean. Go Google it. Like, listen to the words really when you have a minute. No, it's interesting that she takes a standpoint as a musician and brings her legitimate feelings on the situation.
It's kind of ridiculous. It is.
Yeah, that's why she's making like a parody because it's just.
It's not funny. It's It's serious.
It's never funny. Like it's always a serious tone. Thing.
I just don't like it.
But that's, it makes me feel weird.
She's expressing herself through the majesty of song.
I get it, but it's upbeat.
I dig it.
It is. That's what it is.
But she needs people like
she is tricking you.
Making you okay.
And that's what's so fucked up. That's what it is.
No, it's not. It's fucked up.
Rape is fucked up. Rape is fucked up in any shape.
Yeah, it cannot be like upbeat at all.
No matter what,
it's not meant to be. See, but that's how you know she did a good thing with the song. She caught your attention.
Well, I guess, yeah.
And if something makes you feel uncomfortable, it's probably good.
You're uncomfortable because of the situation that she's talking about.
Well, I'm absolutely and 110% am.
So yeah, she made a good point. You're uncomfortable. Everybody's uncomfortable with this situation. Why is anybody having a right to this?
Yeah.
Because it's,
she did. She did.
Why are we voting on this? She got you going. Yeah.
See, I'm not listening to this.
She did exactly what she intended to do. She caught your attention.
We're obviously we're all on the same page that we realize that it's ridiculous. It's like just the term that they. I mean, I can't remember we're having a conversation about this in the news. This is what I mean.
These are the leaders, people trying to run the state of Missouri.
Oh my god.
Also,
it's fucked up.
This
I'm saying. Even like
this what? Place
where
is
are we?
Ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but like where are we? These people think that this is right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I need to get off of here.
No. I always wrap up. I have a really funny video with Louis Vertel. He called in a few weeks ago. He does a weekly video blog thing on, you know, recent LGBT stuff. He's very funny. We'll take this up a bit, upbeat end to the show.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Tell us where we can find your music and you and how we can get in touch with you.
I'm playing at the JP Music Festival September 8th. It's free. It's in JP. It's by the pond. 25 bands for free, starting at 12 p.m.
We'll look for you.
That's sweet.
To 7 p.m. We play at 12:30.
What's your full name again?
Lauren DeRose.
Okay.
But some people call me LDR.
Huh. So look for that.
We play 12:30 to 12:45. Everyone gets like pretty much a 15-minute to 20-minute set. And it's free, so you should go. There's no reason not to. Great thing to do with your family and everything Saturday. Also, I'll be giving away CDs at that thing, trying to like make some space in my apartment because and also go to iTunes and you can go to Facebook and go to MySpace and just basically you can have my music for free. I mean, I really don't. I get paid every now and then here and there from iTunes, but I honestly I should care, but I really don't care.
But you fucking
I'd rather
do.
You have
you
it.
Fucking
you
do.
I get it.
No, sometimes I get a $23 check from iTunes and I'm like, this is awesome.
It's like an allowance from like America.
Yeah. It's so good. And I was like, oh wow, I forgot that this was even online until I get a check for $23. Okay, I sold two albums. Woo. And they're like, what the hell? But anyway, yeah.
You're playing JP, the JP Fest, right? You said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then, yeah.
Jack Pie. Yeah, JP Music Festival. And everyone should go because it's fucking free.
I love
for Christ's
music.
Sakes. It's
Let's
free,
go.
People.
Let's
25 bands for free. And like, there's two stages and they switch back and forth from people so you don't have to wait around for the next band. And, you know, JP's awesome. It's a really nice community. And you guys should check it out because there's going to be some really good bands there, a lot of my friends. And we're just going to chill. Bring your dog. Bring your smile. Bring your presents.
Ooh.
Bring your sexy ass.
No, thank you so much for performing with us. We're going to listen to this really quick. This is he does a little comment that he's kind of funny. He's cute. I dig his
thing.
He's
a little cute.
Yeah. So this is Louis Vertel's Weaklings for this week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
We'll be back to say real bye.
Yes.
Hello and welcome to Weaklings, the show that was just stripped of its Tour de France jersey as part of some awesome role-playing. Hey gays, the heterosexual community gave us two great gifts this week. One, a hilarious new celebrity couple, and two, a sporting scandal involving someone with one testicle. Which personally makes me ecstatic. Excited! Zany! Is this Kitty Hawk? I'm flying! First, surprise! Avril Lavigne and Chad Kroeger of Nickelback are getting married. Happy 2002, everybody. So they're slightly immature pop rockers. I say we reserve our judgment until we hear them wind their vows. Chad, I love you. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Life's like this. Uh-huh, uh-huh. That's the way it is. Avril, I love you. Are we having fun yet? Bet they'll get married at someplace that's real special to the both of them. Such as... a really expensive Hot Topic? A skate park in the shape of a scowl? On the abandoned set of Total Request Live? St. Billabong's Cathedral, inside a dimly lit Evanescence video, like in Canada, in a spacious pair of cargo shorts. Can we talk about how hilarious professional skateboarding is for a moment? Or as I like to call it, professional, you can't tell me what to do, Mom. Professional, let's yell cool at each other until our babysitter tells us to be quiet. I'd be more sympathetic to these people, but Avril was the one who lied to us first about being complicated. And he's the one who calls his band Nickelback. Highway robbery. Here's hoping they turn this steamy romance into a movie, but who could have the charisma to pull these parts off? Here's hoping for Kristen Stewart and Nicolas Cage. And for the soundtrack, I hope they hire anyone else. Anyway, happy trails to the young couple. They are slightly better than Avril's last courtship, so I'd call them some 45 or 46. And next, cycling legend Lance Armstrong has decided not to defend himself anymore against the USADA's claims that he's been doping for the majority of his career. This means he'll be stripped of all 7 of his Tour de France titles, even though Mr. Armstrong just released a statement saying that the USADA is a trash organization out to ruin him, even though he has never failed a drug test. But just in case Mr. Armstrong is a doper and this is his tragic downfall, I say we write a tragedy about it. A big one. A play. Let's have a hashtag battle and name all the best possible titles for Lance Armstrong tragedies. Sweet Bike of Youth. The Schwinn of our teeth. Death of a bracelet salesman. The Cheryl Orchard. I can get it for you, Cheryl Crow sale. It's not a tragedy, but whatever. Look back in Under Armour. McBike. Testy's Andronicus. Testy Andronicus. Long day's surgery into nut. Ball on a hot tin seat. The nice man Dopeth. The scapegoat, or who is the USADA? Albie joke. Who's afraid of Marion Jones? Any gayer stories you think I missed this week? Drop them in the comments. This means you, After Elton and Huffington Post. This has been Weaklings, the show that's considered obese on the Kinsey scale. Join us next week. Lings.
He is so cute.
He's my buddy. I bang him. But where does he buy those freaking umbrellas from?
Like, he uses the same. The umbrella. Well, last week he did a different umbrella one. I didn't like it.
I love sunflower.
It was the restroom.
It threw me off.
Nope.
You were in the restroom. You whore.
Your microphone is on.
Hey, is my mic on?
Do not introduce anyone.
Stop it.
Mine's off.
Again,
no, it's
mine. Oh, okay. I always think mine's off. I'm sorry.
No, it's only off when you don't have headphones on.
I'm sorry.
I'm just sorry. Yeah, she made the mess, not me.
You're an instigator.
Such an instigator.
She
don't
kicked
even
my seat.
Argue. Yeah.
You dickheads. You know what? You're all against me. You're all against me.
Did I piss you off? I apologize.
Me? No,
yeah,
no
she did. Do you see her?
It got loud.
Yeah,
I could hear some weird noise.
No, she's
going to
get mad at me. She'll be like, no, I'm not pissed off, Lauren. She'll be like, you know what, Gina? Get over here now.
No,
we need to talk.
I said what I needed to say. Everybody needed to shut the fuck up. It was getting loud. See? Good shit.
You're trouble.
Hey, no.
Bad at least everybody can see it.
Okay.
I'm a bad decision maker for sure.
Bad.
You're right.
You said that to the lady at the liquor store.
I know.
You real? Oh my God.
Yeah, because I bought alcohol at like
my
noon.
Middle name.
You know what I said to the girl at the liquor store?
What?
I told her to shake me like a British nanny.
Oh, nice.
You filthy bitch.
Yeah. But I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to the Bloody Mary mix I bought. And she looked at me and my friend Jackie like we were crazy, and Jackie started laughing so hard. But I was like, shake me like a British nanny, and I said it like really loud in the store because I think we probably were already a little drunk.
At the baggie I go to, they're all it's owned by an Asian family, and I went
You're
in
a racist.
I went in with a bunch of lesbians, and she came up to us. She goes, "You all the
Again,
same?"
Racist.
I was like, "Yes, That's we are awesome. All the same. We're all gay." Like it was great. And every time she comes up, she goes, "What would you like today?" I don't have a problem, do I? No, not at all.
Is it the same for you, Georgie? The usual.
Oh, the usual. No, I change it up all the time. I got to spice it up. Come on now.
There you go.
You know, well,
making friends with the Asians at the liquor store. That's
what's up. Yeah, I know. She goes to you. I don't see you every day, so I don't know. I'm like, this lady, is she calling me an alcoholic? Is this
yep.
lady
from she's calling you out.
She is. She's calling me out. You all the same?
You all the same. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was awesome.
Racist.
No, I'm not racist. I have many Asian friends.
I'm totally into Asians.
Oh, I love
Are
Asians.
You? I'm
Do
not
you know that they have an extra muscle? Well, it's like an old wives' tale, but they have an extra muscle in their vagina.
What the
I
fuck?
Believe that.
Okay, I've heard that. Every straight guy friend that I have has been like, Asians' vaginas are so tight and they have an
if
extra
you
muscle.
If you know anything about this, give us some instant feedback. We need to know if this is true.
I would love to know.
I have
not
been
with an
Asian.
I just know they can't drink red wine. That's all I know.
It's an anime fantasy.
No Asians, we will find them. We will find them.
It's an anime fantasy. I can only
Oh my God.
Wait, animation.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. You watch those kind of weird stuff.
Oh my god, we need to wrap this up.
I like anime.
Ew.
The convention's like next year. We have Boston conventions every year.
Mm-hmm. We do. I want to go to one of those. It's probably gonna get freaky.
Girl, I'll get you in.
It.
I'll get you in.
I'm such a creep. I'd love it.
I'll get you in.
Okay, get me in.
Oh god.
All right. This is Three Strange Women on regularradio.com. Thank you, Jess, for being here back from your hiatus.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Yay. Thank you, David, for coming and giving us some spice.
Everyone, thank you, everyone.
Lauren DeRose, thank you very much for your performance. It was awesome having you.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Georgina, as always.
Trouble.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Uncensored on Regular Radio.